Dr. Pensky dictating email IME on February 23rd regarding Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, Palumbi, P-A-L-U-M-B-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Palumbi as described in my report of 8-13-17. Appeared you have advised he received an award of 62.25% on partial total and has now reopened his case. Appeared Mr. Palumbi is now a 68-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 12-16-15 when he slipped on the floor. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his hip and wrist. Appeared he underwent surgery to replace his hip, but did not undergo surgery on his hand. Appeared he last received treatment in November 2021 from Dr. Herrer, H-A-R-R-E-R, who instilled hip injections. Appeared these have been administered every 3 months. Period. Actually, he does state he underwent surgery on his left hand. Period. Paragraph, insert the order approving settlement on 4-17-18. Period. Paragraph, Mr. Palumbi underwent a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis on 4-27-18 for left flank pain. Period, insert those results here. In paragraph on 7-14-21, he returned to Dr. Herrera. Period. He was status post a successful left hip replacement in 2016 and has a little bit of left hip trochanteric bursitis or abductor tendonitis about the lateral side of the left hip. Period, corticosteroid injection was instilled there and he was referred for physical therapy. Period. His medical history was remarkable for a long list of medical problems. These include degenerative joint disease, comma, gout, comma, sleep apnea, comma, fusion to his spine, comma, and automatic implantable cardioverter defibrillator. Period. He also had stage 3 kidney disease, comma, transient ischemic attack, comma, period. He had his left knee replaced on 9-1-14, period. He returned to Dr. Herrera on 8-12-21. Period, he reports therapy has grossly exacerbated his hip problem, so this could be discontinued. Period. He accepted another corticosteroid injection to the left braided trochanter. Period, I'm not in receipt of any further progress notes from Dr. Herrera or any other provider. Period, physical exam, extremities upper, there were abrasions on both forearms and hands that he attributed to taking Eliquis. Period, he had a renal infarction and deep-vein thrombosis in the legs, necessitating this medication. Period, and underline this, look at the previous report relative to any surgery or swelling about the wrist. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed a well-healed 5-inch longitudinal anterior scar at the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, and underline this, also check about prior surgery at the hip. Period, motion of the knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period, motion of the hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline 5-inch longitudinal scar consistent with surgery. Period. Flexion was performed fully. Period. He deferred performing extension bilateral rotation or side bending since he is still in physical therapy. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Nicholas Palumbi was injured at work on 12/16/15, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 4/17/18. Period. He then applied for review of that settlement. Period. He returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Herrera on 7/14/21, who referenced a prior hip replacement. Period. This does not correlate with the current physical exam, having a scar at the left knee. Period. In any event, Dr. Herrera sent him for physical therapy that exacerbated his symptoms. Period. Accordingly, it was discontinued. Period. Mr. Palumbi currently states he is still receiving physical therapy. Period. Based upon that, he declined trying to perform lumbar extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be crepitus at the knees and a healed scar overlying the left knee, consistent with arthroplasty. Period. He also had a midline longitudinal scar at the lumbar sacral spine, consistent with surgery there. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. Neural tension signs were negative in the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. My opinion relative to permanency and causation are the same as will be inserted here. Period. End.